Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Runner's World podcast.
What's that sound, Ben?
That's just all my medals, Rick.
Oh, wow. That's a nice coincidence, Ben, because I thought this week we could discuss our worst ever races. What do you think?
Da, da, da.
Absolutely. Just let me put these down because they are very, very heavy.
Do you want to kick us off, seeing as you've got all the props? You could sort of launch into this tale.
When we first started talking about this topic, it was interesting because I went and looked at all my medals and what I had, and I kind of realized that I don't have a massive volume of medals. So it's my race experience is decent, but it's not like vast. So then I was looking through them all and I was like, actually, do you know what? I think most of these have been all right. I've had good races and got good times that I'm happy with, and I've had bad races that have just gone badly because races do. And then that's kind of been it. So I was kind of having a look through them all. And then I did actually then remember a race that I'm going to put in there as my worst race. It was also one of the funnest races. And the reason why it's going in there is because it wasn't really a normal race. So it was a race called the Beerathon. And having this in is going to sound really laddie. And I, you know, right. That's not what I want it to be sound like. I'm saying I get a sort of get out clause with this, as it was done all for editorial. So, you know, there's my reason for doing it.
Then it's fine. It's fine.
It was, it was the Beerathon, and it was in London. You started and finished in a pub beer garden. And the whole premise of the race was that you ran a mile and then you had a pint and a snack. Then you ran another mile and you had a pint and a snack. And then you ran another mile and you had a pint and a snack. And then so you had 4 pints and 4 snacks and 5 miles, I guess. So drunk, lost track. But yeah, I'm putting this one in as my worst race because it was carnage. It was absolute carnage. And we sort of got into the spirit of the occasion by going in fancy dress as everyone else did. And so me and a former colleague, actually Nick, we went to a charity shop and we picked out some suits, which we thought was a really good, funny way of approaching the race. So we dressed up in like double-breasted suits, but we cut the trousers down to be shorts. I think we might have even cut the sleeves off, or maybe we didn't. Anyway, we thought this is going to be hilarious. Running in a suit is dreadful to begin with. That's going in there. So that alone would make it my worst race because it was just so uncomfortable and hot. And then if you throw into the mix that you're consuming too much fluid, forget alcohol, too much fluid and food in a very short period of time, that and it was disgusting. And then obviously it's booze as well, which has its repercussions. So it's going in there as my least favourite race. Or no, my worst race. It's not my least favourite. It's actually one of my favourites because it was very funny. But it's probably the worst race. And it's because of what I witnessed and what I was party to. I mean, there were sort of fallen comrades left, right and centre. I think that the volume of food really is the one thing that did everyone in more than anything. The booze was, yeah. I mean, you have to eat and drink everything as quickly as possible, which is not a good thing to do to your body. But yeah, it was finishing with a pork pie, a pint of cider and a pork pie. Was the final one, and that was genuinely atrocious. Like forcing that food in, thinking I've got to go and run another mile, made it. It wasn't a running race anymore. It was absolutely, running was sort of secondary to the whole event. It was essentially a sort of drunk walk around the city where you looked ridiculous and did everything at an uncomfortable pace, and your dietary system was screaming at you for the foolhardy nonsense that you were taking part in. But it was also very, very funny, and I have a puerile sense of humour, so I think people being sick is pretty entertaining, especially when they're sort of they're laughing while it happens, not in a sort of, you know, anyone being sick because they're genuinely ill, that's not great, but when you've got someone sort of vomiting and giggling, that's makes for an interesting race. So yeah, I'm gonna say that the beer-a-thon is probably in there as my one. But yeah, you know, a unique day out. So that's probably my worst race. Oh, my running performance was not good. It was really not good. I have no takeaways from that. I don't think I PB'd anything or sort of really ran at all, actually. I think I ran I think I was probably quite competitive. The guy who won it overall was dressed as a monk, and I remember him doing it really quickly, and I was very impressed. And there was also a guy dressed up as David Seaman, and he, at the end of the whole day, the aftermath, post-race breakdown and award-giving ceremony was very funny, because David Seaman won everything simply because everyone started chanting, "Seaman, Seaman," regardless of what happened. That made it very entertaining. It was like a stag do. It was basically a stag do, and someone said at some point that there'd be some running and you could or you couldn't do it. But yeah, I'm going to put that one in as my worst race for sure. But also would highly recommend.
Jane, beat that.
Wow, I don't know. I don't know how to. I think it's easy, like Ben, whenever I think of every race I've ever done, there's been a bit where I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. But I think there's one that stands out, and it was... it was a trail race in Putney, on Putney Heath.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't realise it was a trail race. So it all started wrong from the minute I left home. I struggled with the 24-hour clock. I'd planned to get there early and I was just faffing. And then there was a bloody cycle race. What was it called? That one...
Oh, what,
the Prudential bike ride was going goes through Putney.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had to get off the train and walk, and I was so late, like literally got there as the race was starting, and I got there and everyone was in trail kit, and I thought, what the hell is going on? And this woman's, and it was queuing for the Portaleys because I'd been travelling for hours to get there, and this woman said, "Oh, you're not going to run in them, are you?" Looked at my shoes and I was like, what are you talking about? Of course, they're just normal trainers. And she was dressed like she was climbing Everest, like proper like proper trail gear. And I was just like, okay, oh well, you know, it's August, how bad can it be?
Yeah.
And it was like a mud bar. It was like I was doing a tough, one of those awful things where people choose to get electrocuted. Do you know what I mean? I was just like running and falling, and just, it was a half marathon as well, so it's not like you can think it'll be over in half an hour. And my parents had been planned to come and watch it, and they obviously, I don't know why none of us checked this Prudential bike ride thing. They got caught up in this big redirecting buses, blah blah blah. So they got there quite a way in. I saw them probably about, I don't know, mile 7 or 8. And I remember just stopping and like just sitting down with my dad being like, what the hell is this? Like, what the hell? Why do people do this for fun? Like, and I think, and I absolutely love run through races. I love the run through vibe. There was just like a womble who kept asking me to high five him. And I was like, I'm going to fucking kill the womble. And my dad was just like, wow, remember, this is meant to be fun. And I was just furious about the whole thing. And I think I really just didn't enjoy it from start to finish. And I think if I'd known, even if I was wearing, I don't think I was wearing like Next Percent, because I don't think I worked for Runner's World at the time, so I don't think I'd even heard of Next Percent. But I was wearing like like a shoe you'd wear on race day a trail race. And I was just like, what am I doing? I was just falling around, sliding around Putney Heath. And that really stands out to me as just a race I've really not enjoyed. I think probably everyone's had, maybe no one has. Maybe people look at the terrain and what might be happening in the area that might that's what I did wrong. I didn't do any research, and I remember getting near the end and I said to some lovely marshal, how much longer do I have to go and endure this hell? And she was like, I think she said, not far. I was like, give me a distance. Like, do you know what I mean? Are we talking half a mile or are we talking 3 miles? Like, what does not far mean? And poor girl, I always think about this, thinking she was just a volunteer.
Yeah.
And she really felt on that poor womble, probably. I just wanted to have a good day out.
Do you think were you already not a fan of trail running before the race, or do you think this sort of cemented your...
Yeah, no, it cemented it. I think trail running for me always feels like cross country at school.
Mm.
It was just like wearing plimsolls and running through Epping Forest crying. Like, just, I've never liked trail. I've just, and my dad's like really big into trails.
Okay.
So, you know, going running for him, and he'd just, we'd be on the road 1 minute and he'd just deviate and I'd lose him and I'd be like, what the hell? Like, and, you know, trail running just doesn't appeal. And he'd be like, oh, sorry, I thought they'd reconnect about a mile down the road. So trail running is just brings back traumatic.
Yeah.
It's traumatic times. I don't find it enjoyable. I feel like I run to kind of escape, and trail running, I feel like I just have to stare at the ground so I don't break an ankle.
This is the Runner's World podcast.
Oh mate, mine is so easily the worst race I've ever done. It's the Ennerdale Horseshoe, 2016 Ennerdale Horseshoe. And the Ennerdale Horseshoe is like a classic route in the lakes. And it's 22 miles, I think it's 8 peaks. It's very, very difficult. And I sort of knew this. Me and my mate George went up there. We kind of knew it was difficult, but we were kind of intoxicated by books like Feet in the Clouds and stuff, and we were like, we're gonna
Jane, I love how highbrow Rick is straight away.
Yeah, I know, instantly. Like,
I was
like,
a drunk
what?
Man in London. You were
doing a trail run
in Putney
bus.
Or whatever it is.
That's good. A variety
ascending the fells.
Yeah, but this was my problem.
My worst
though.
One is the UTMB.
It was far too hard, basically. So we turned up, we made a bit of a weekend of it. I think the World Cup was playing at the time as well, 2016, or Euros or whatever. Turn up in the morning, there's like 60 people turning up, taking part, right? And everyone looks like they're going to win in the car park. So I was like, oh no. So we started off, and it was like a flat start, and then went up the first peak. It was just like one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. It was just like hands and knees for about 20 minutes through the fog. And like, it was already pretty difficult. We were already sort of towards the back. And out of the mist, there's this is Joss Naylor, like one of sort of, you know, the famous fell runner. He's like 80. He's like walked up there that morning with his dog and is sort of cheering everyone on. So we were like, all right, we can't walk past Joss. We've got got to keep running. So it was weird. It was the flat stuff was relatively okay. But it was just a descent. Like if you're good at that stuff and you're based up there, like 90% of the field were. You know, they just descend so quickly and so fearlessly. And me and George were just sort of like creeping down the mountain. I think one of the low points was we were probably about 3/4 of the way in, and we'd followed these runners who we thought knew the way. And then turned out we had to climb the same. We ended up climbing the same mountain or peak twice. So we added an extra couple of miles on. And my mate George, he just sat down on the slope at that point and was like, I thought he was going to cry, actually. And was like, yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do. Also, I mean, it was funny. Like, I'm kind of into minimalist type running, so like not carrying loads of stuff. But I was definitely the most overdressed person there. I was wearing compression socks, which I kind of cast myself as like a southerner. Straight away with that, like no one's carrying a bag. Like, it's 22 miles and I think there's one water stop, maybe two water stops. Like, no one's carrying anything because they're just going to take like water from the streams and all this sort of stuff.
This sounds like my idea of hell. Like, Even if you saw this on, if I saw this on a bit of paper, I'd choose it as my worst race, and I don't need to go.
No, it was. I never felt so out of my depth, and I remember the beginning, at the start of the race, the guy said, "Well, look, if you're thinking about dropping out, to be honest, you might as well just try and make it back, because it's easier to get back than it is to drop out." it was really like self-sufficiency stuff, and it was very impressive that people taking part were very comfortable with that format. But I think it was just massive naivety on our part to go up there and think that we could blag it.
But you finished though.
Yeah, did finish. It took ages. Well, I finished 51st out of 61 people.
What happened to those other 10? Yeah. God.
I felt just quite embarrassed, Ben. Not because like wasn't any good at it, but just, you know, I sort of was like halfway through, as I was kind of like, me and my mate, we didn't really have any business being there. Kind of learned an important lesson there. I wish I hadn't have had to learn that lesson, but I kind of think like, yeah, you actually are responsible. You have to be responsible when you pick these races and actually be like, what can I do? It was definitely a chastening experience where I was like, if I want to actually do some of this stuff, like I need to get a bit more serious about it. So I reckon this would be a good topic for our listeners, because everyone's got the worst race, haven't they? I think we get a lot of good responses from people. So
yeah, I think we've had people write in before. It's like, I lost a shoe and I just did it with one shoe on. Like, at least I had two shoes on. I was wearing the wrong shoes, but I did have two shoes on. Whereas I think people just do mad things, don't they? Because they're like, I've got to finish, and it's like, no, pull out. Stop here. But
yeah, well, this raises an important thing about would you DNF? Because, you know, Rick, you pushed through and got home safely. I managed to force down that final pork pie, and Jane, you finished your race. So so there we go. Even if that is your worst race, you know, we finished it. The resolve of a runner is pretty resolute.
Yeah, I think that's true, Ben. I think that there's something, unless you really can't finish, then yeah, it's tempting to sort of to push on with it anyway, isn't it? Even if you're having a bit of a shocker.
Yeah, I had a cry, but I did finish.
So it brings us to the end of this week's Runners World podcast. Thanks very much to our esteemed guests, Jane McGuire, Ben Hobson and me.
An absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. You can, of course, subscribe to Runners World magazine, but if you want just a little taster, you can get 3 issues for just £5. Head over to hearstmagazines.co.uk/runnersworldpodcast to get this exclusive listener offer.
The Runners World podcast is available on Acast, iTunes and all your favourite podcast apps. Just search Runners World UK and click subscribe. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.